And we have a very special guest joining us, Jack Abramoff, of course. Everybody knows Jack, super lobbyist and now political analyst who's on CNN today. And, of course, author of the best-selling book entitled Capital Punishment, The Hard Truth About Corruption from America's Most Notorious Lobbyist. Now, Jack, this is an interesting day because I know two areas that you specialize in, one criminal justice and the other politics. I want to cover both areas, and I first want to welcome you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Now, Jack, we know that today is the day Rob Blagojevich, former governor of Illinois, like many governors before him, four of the past nine, is on his way to federal prison in Littleton, Colorado. You spent 4 years in Cumberland, Maryland. So I just, before we get into the politics, the mindset of Rob Blagojevich going into today, how much, it's obviously a shock, but considering you've been in his shoes, you know, tell us, it's a fascinating experience. What is that like?
Well, it's just a nightmare. You're basically stepping through the looking glass into a dystopia that is just the worst thing you could imagine. He's going into a prison. He's going to a low-security prison, but it includes sex offenders. It includes organized crime folks. It includes individuals who've got violence in their record. It's just not a good place to be. The first day or two is probably going to be a little strange to him because he'll be the celebrity of the prison. Jeff Skilling is actually at that prison, if you remember, from Enron.
Sure.
And he's sort of the most notable inmate. And as a former notable inmate, I can tell you it's not good to be the notable inmate.
Right.
At a prison.
So, Jack, when you went, everybody knew you, correct?
Yeah, I mean, they knew, you know, I was in the news. The news all showed up. It's the same thing with him. The media are going to show up. Obviously, he'll get more media than I got because I didn't tell the media when I was going in.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of them figured it out and showed up, but I was already in by the time they got there. He has taken a different tack than I took. I did not speak to the press, and I basically just tried to keep my head down. He had a press conference yesterday, which was interesting, and hopefully it's something that he will get beyond, because once you're an inmate, they don't want you.
Well, Jack, why do you think he did that? Why the press conference?
I think he is, you know, I don't know him, and I have nothing, by the way, but sad feelings for him and for his family particularly. I mean, this is a horrible moment. But he seems through this whole endeavor to have been playing the public card here, and it doesn't work.
Right.
Obviously, it doesn't work. It didn't work for him. Where he's going, they're not going to want to have a celebrity. The administration of the prison is going to want him to be an inmate, and hopefully he'll figure that out and keep his head down and try to stay out of trouble. Prison is not where you want to be a maverick or a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I think he always deep down thought, oh, if he could win over the public, somehow that would countermand the entire justice system. It's why he went on the Celebrity Apprentice, and it's probably why he gave the press conference yesterday in which he said he's still appealing. But the truth is, if he wanted to cut his term, he could have taken a deal years ago, and he never wanted to take that deal. And now it looks like he's going to do a minimum of 11 of the 14 years if the 85% rule holds. Now, Jack, just two more quick questions before we transition into politics. Because you were famous, do you think the guards gave you a tougher time to show that they were being fair, that they had to make an example out of you, or did you not have to go through that with the prison guards?
No, the prison staff in general, they were told before I got there, apparently, I was told later, that in was coming this manipulative inmate, unlike any of the inmates that we have in here. You got to be careful, don't let him basically twist your mind and control you and all sorts of nonsense. And I think they expected me to be the kind of arrogant person that, unfortunately, former Governor Blagojevich is showing himself to be in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope for his sake he just quickly tries to dispel that and not let them think it, because if not, he will have some very rough times in there.
Mm-hmm. And Jack, they always say that in prison, you know, people when they leave, they have bonds, relationships, friends. Anybody you met inside that you keep in touch with to this day, how does that work as far as making friends, and then do you keep the friends after you leave?
Well, you do make friends because you're there with people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The complication of making friends and keeping them, though, is that once you're out of prison and you're on probation, as virtually everybody who leaves prison is, you're not permitted to have contact with felons.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a consequence, all of those relationships and all the people that you spend 24 hours a day with, they are terminated suddenly by your departure, and they're not usually picked up again.
Okay, but when after probation, would you contact anybody if their probation was over and yours was over and say, hey, let's go grab a beer and talk about the old days? Or is that not something that's a